Welcome to the Live Well, Live Long, Stay Well, Stay Strong in Isolation program. I'm Connie from the Mental Health Council of Tasmania, and I'm here to talk about mental health in what's actually a really important week, as this is Mental Health Week. It's a fantastic time for us to talk about the role that we all have to play in maintaining our own mental health and in recognising how we might be able to support those around us in their mental health. Take that time out to check in on our mental health and well-being. Now seems to be a time more than ever that we're actually talking about our mental health, how important it is in a time like a pandemic, the impact that the situation that we're all finding ourselves in has on our mental health. I'd really like to take this opportunity to talk about the difference between mental health and mental illness. At the moment, we're all experiencing some level of worry and concern, and that may be in ways that we've not experienced before or we may not be so familiar with. And we would tend to refer to that as psychological distress rather than a mental illness. While some of us, in some ways all of us, may have had moments over the last 6 months where we may have experienced mental ill health, that actually is significantly different from mental illness. At the Mental Health Council, we actually do work that tries to focus on both areas. We've been incredibly busy over the last 6 months as we think about and have been seeking to respond to the needs of all Tasmanians, and being conscious of how this situation has actually impacted on everybody's mental health and well-being, while also looking at for those in our community who have experienced mental illness, how that's actually impacting on their mental illness and how we can ensure that the supports that they need to recover and to live a great life is actually still continuing for them, and that they're not being negatively impacted by the restrictions and the way we've actually been able to deliver services and supports over the last 6 months. Thinking about the environment that we're all living in and are likely to live in for a period of unknown time, being Mental Health Week, this is also a really great opportunity for me to be able to talk about the importance of checking in on your own mental health and those that you care about. It's really important everyone is actually able to recognise when things may be feeling different, when your feeling of coping and of worrying at a reasonable level and not an unreasonable level, and how that is actually going for you, and that when you can see that there's a time that for you or for somebody else that it may be becoming more extreme, that you actually know where to reach out and where to look for help. We have established our checkin.org.au website. That website is really to help guide people towards the supports that are available for you or for someone who you care about, and a lot of them are very Tasmanian focused. This is a really important time that we actually don't just sit back and necessarily wait for things to get better. We're living in this very strange world where so much of that is actually out of our hands, and actually knowing when things are going to get better and how that's going to look and when that's going to happen isn't actually known to us. It's incredibly important for us to be thinking about what we can actually do to make that feel okay for us and for those around us. There are a whole range of supports that people could be looking at. There's a phone number, 1-800-984434, that the Tasmanian government has established, which is for anybody to call over any area of concern that they may have. And that could be financial, it could be family, it could be concerns and some worries that are burdening you. This is the service that's actually going to be able to listen and help you navigate what you can do to actually be able to feel that everything can actually be manageable. It's actually called a Tasmanian Lifeline, and the number is 1-800-984434. It's a service that's been specifically set up for people to call with any kind of concern, and it's designed to make sure that you've really got that safety net. And this is a very important time for Tasmanians to know that those safety nets are actually available for themselves and for family and friends. The Mental Health Council of Tasmania is privileged to actually be able to coordinate Mental Health Week each year. We get to work with some great people and organisations and determine a theme for Mental Health Week. For those of you who may be at home and feeling unsure about leaving your home, then you could contact us either via our website or by calling 6224 9222, and we could actually provide you with some resources, and you might be able to come up with your own ideas of what you could do with Mental Health Week, whether it's with your family or with friends online or within your driveways or your homes. But there might be something that you can do around having a conversation, checking in with a neighbour, checking in with a family member, and having that conversation about how you're feeling emotionally and mentally, how you might be able to support each other in feeling that your mental health is at a fitness level that you're actually really comfortable with. What initiatives like the Live Well, Live Long, Stay Well, Stay Strong in Isolation program provide us is a really fantastic opportunity to talk about the importance of being fit, healthy, happy, and staying connected. And they're themes that the Mental Health Council of Tasmania try to communicate at every opportunity to every Tasmanian. This is a time now more than ever that it's important that we are looking out for ourselves and are looking out for each other, most especially in regards to how we're doing emotionally and mentally. Those who may be requiring some extra supports, we couldn't encourage people enough to actually reach out and talk to someone, reach out to that friend, that neighbour, that family member. And if they're not there, or if you actually would prefer to talk to somebody who may be a bit more removed from what's happening, then there are supports available. One that is particularly special for Tasmanians is we do have a dedicated phone number for people to be able to call with any kind of concern in regards to what they may be experiencing at the moment and what may be worrying or concerning them. And that number is 1-800-984434, and we would encourage people to really reach out and make a connection with that phone service. It's actually a service where you're lucky enough that if you'd like a call back, they'll actually be able to call you back at a later date and stay in touch with you. Alternatively, we also have our checkin.org.au website, which will also give you some ideas of other services and supports that are available, some tips and tricks with things that you may be able to do yourself to start feeling better. And it also will guide you towards some services that you can access in your community. For more information about the Live Well, Live Long, Stay Well, Stay Strong in Isolation program, please call 6166 2350 or visit the Clarence or Glenorchy Council websites or Facebook pages. Hobart FM, supporting our community.